morning. 7:05 in the morning. Playhouse of the morning. Y94.0. Jamie, Amy, Kay, the victor today, and who sings it. Congratulations again.
I felt good. You know, I thought I was gonna lose on that one.
No, you did nice. So let's pull a totally random question here out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. What is something that makes you feel super old? Well, God, that could be pretty much anything. That's the totally random question today at 237. It's text 35270. What is something, Jamie, that makes you feel super old? You're still quite, you're a spring chicken, but sometimes you feel a little old.
I'd say coding. Any type of coding or talking about coding or coding apps makes me feel old because, for one, I don't understand it. Second of all, I don't understand how someone so young, like literally 5-year-olds, know how to code. And I can't.
Well, they sell like toys and stuff, like educational toys.
So that whole coding world makes me feel old.
You know, I wish I would have used my MySpace coding.
Stop bringing up your MySpace coding. They don't know that either.
I had a great MySpace page. I wish I would have followed that passion and became a coder.
I don't know if like being able to bold things and add your song or whatever onto your MySpace page is the equivalent of what these kids are doing.
I was pretty good. I could put it in like italicized words, bold, underline.
You could, probably throw that on a resume.
Yeah,
really
kids
good
these
at
days,
MySpace.
That was me in
video games,
that was like me in like middle school and high school, and that was the beginning of coding. I think that's where it all began, and I should have just went forward in that.
Yeah.
I think you get a funner life this way.
Probably. Let's
honest.
Be real.
Yeah. I'm guessing coding probably gets a little old day in and day out, don't you suppose?
And I think my fingers would hurt.
Wouldn't be these wacky hijinks we get to have. You want to feel real old, actually. This is one of the, if you go to Y94.com, there's like the sliders or whatever that goes by that showcases promotions and stuff. And one of them that's up there right now is 20 albums that turned 20 in 2021. And some of these songs, like, it's going to, like, pain you that they're 20 years old. Like Britney Spears' album Britney that had songs on it like I'm a Slave for You, 20 years old.
Oh,
I'm pulling it up right
album,
now.
Whenever, Wherever from Shakira, 20 years old. How You Remind Me from Nickelback, 20 years old. And then the NSYNC album that had Pop on it and Girlfriend, 20 years old, Janet Jackson's album All For You, Survivor from Destiny's Child. All these are 20 years old.
What a
John
good
Mayer
20
years
music.
Old.
Your body is a wonderland, John Mayer, 20 years old.
No one cares about that.
I love John Mayer.
I will say this, apparently 2001 was a great year for music.
Yeah.
But it's like sick. And you just read that list and you're like, okay, well now I just feel like I should just dig a grave.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels ancient. What's something that makes you feel super old? And the totally random question here, 237, it's text 35270.
This morning I made coffee with Red Bull and shit.
That's Playhouse Y94.0, Jamie, Amy K. What is something that makes you feel super old?
So I work at a middle school and one of our eighth graders was going to get braces. And I go, oh, I remember going through that. And he goes, they had braces back then? Were they metal or were they made out of wood?
I imagine with like the George Washington teeth. But imagine with like wooden braces. My wooden teeth. What's something that makes you feel super old in the totally random question? We're seeing a ton of them.
Yeah, somebody said, I feel old when my kids refer to historic events events that happened in history, most that are over 60 years old, and ask me what it was like when I was there back then. I'm 33. Somebody else said, VHS history was never dull. They're talking about like looking back with their Mr. Weiss, looking at all that kind of stuff. VHSs.
Oh, yeah.
CDs, all tapes, those kinds of things. Someone said, when I have to scroll for my birth year online to verify my age. Yeah, that's good.
You gotta go kind of far down.
I remember when you used to look back, and I think it was like when I signed up for Facebook, and you were literally at like the age that you were allowed to be on there. And it was like the first age that popped up, and you're like, yeah, good to go. Now it's like, it takes a while, like a couple minutes to go through.
A couple minutes?
Yeah.
How slow are you going?
I don't know.
You just give it a nice little scroll and you learn where it lands.
I feel old. Like, this was like pre-COVID because I haven't been downtown in a while. When you go downtown to the bars and it's all the college students. It makes me feel so old.
Like you're intruding.
Yeah, and they're always in like cute crop top outfits, short skirts, and I'm in like jeans and a t-shirt.
Hey.
I don't sound like that.
I'm Amy.
You can call me ma'am for short.
No, I mean, I think it's like, I'll wear like a cute top, but I always feel like, well, look at them and they're so cute with their crop tops and I'm so old. Maybe I shouldn't be here.
Which one of you tricks is by being short drink?
Why?
I don't know.
Why do I sound so old?
I don't know. Just like you've imagine. Been
smoking for 50 years.
Yeah. That's what I imagine it's like for you.
Kind of, but not that bad.
What's that thing that makes you feel super old?
A while ago, I had to go to court with my daughter, which is 29 years old. The judge said, and your grandmother's here with you to support you.
Oh. And you correct and go like, I'm the mother. Yeah, that's a rough one. What's that thing that makes you feel super, super old? 237, it's text 35270. You're probably still plenty young, but it makes you feel kind of ancient. Here's Pink. What about us? Playhouse in the morning. It's Y94.
We are searchlights. We can see in the dark.
It's Playhouse, Y94. A totally random question today. What's something that makes you feel super old?
So I was trying to explain to a kid what a Game Boy was. I felt old right there then. I was like, because he had a Nintendo Switch. And then my 11-year-old decides to tell me, well, I'm sure, Mom, back in your day, I'm like, oh, God, I'm only like 42.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? Game Boys were awesome. I don't care what anybody says.
I found my own Game Boy, but I have the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, you got a good one.
Yeah. I got two of them. You can come over and play one.
What's the difference between a Game Boy Advance and a regular Game Boy?
So the Game Boy was like a rectangle, I would say, you know?
Yeah.
Where the Game Boy Advance was almost more like that T-Mobile Sidekick type phone. The screen didn't flip up, but it was just like if you had a Game Boy and you flipped it to the side.
I had two because I had like the regular gray brick one.
Yeah.
And then like the neon came out, so I had like a green one. Game Boy Color Neon.
What was the one that flipped open?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I don't know what that was. Was that maybe like
it was almost like a flip phone.
That wasn't a Game Boy brand. That was a different brand. That was
that was a Game Boy.
No, I don't think it was. Wasn't that the like the Xbox's version of the thing?
I don't know.
You might be the Game Gear maybe. This is a Sega one, maybe.
I'm going to look it up.
That's the thing that makes you feel super old.
I'm a big baseball fan. So what makes me feel old is when players who I've seen play their entire career, when they go in the Hall of Fame.
I suppose that would probably do it. He's seen some more texts and things that make me feel super old.
Somebody said, my son tells everyone that the 1990s are black and white days. He asked when I was born, and I told him the 80s. He asked if that was when Jesus was here and if I got to meet him. Somebody
Mom,
else.
Did you get to meet Jesus?
Back in the 80s? Someone said, explaining to younger people that the current remixes and mashups are not the original song. Recently had someone arguing about who did Africa originally.
I love that Weezer song.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of that. Somebody else said, my senior students have informed me that they were born the year I graduated high school.
Ugh. Even just the fact that you are a legal drinking age this year.
Wait,
you'll have
your
21st birthday if you were born in the year 2000.
That's
right?
What I was literally just going to say.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Ooh, that does feel weird. That's what someone actually texted in. The fact that in order for a bartender to know you're 21, they just have to look for the 19.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is nuts. What do you mean 19? Oh, I'm with you. 20. I'm with you again now. And what was the thing that made you feel old?
A while ago, I had to go to court with my daughter, which is 29 years old. The judge said, and your grandmother's here with you to support you?
Yeah, you don't want that. Hello.
The moment I realize I'm old is I'm so achy when I get off work, I'm waitressing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go work out, but I'm just too tired. So I go home and watch Hallmark.
Hallmark? Is it any good after the Christmas movies are done? What's on Hallmark outside of Christmas? I have no idea.
More Christmas movies. They're still playing. Like,
are they really?
Yeah, they're playing like holiday stuff. But we're getting close to Valentine's Day, so they're going to mix things up a bit soon.
So do they do basically it's the same kind of movie, but now it's around Valentine's Day? Is that?
Yep. And then they do the Easter ones.
They have Easter love stories too?
Oh my gosh.
Does Hallmark do this all year long? Do they do like 4th of July and stuff
too? Do you guys not watch the Hallmark? Yes.
Clearly we don't.
No. I actually didn't watch any this year, if you can believe that. But that's because we're all streaming service, so I didn't have it anywhere.
Do you know that they film on average, like before the pandemic, around 20 movies a year? That's
really?
What they're pushing out
I
right
would
now.
Think those are all 20 Christmas movies.
No, they do it all year round. They just even, they have some non-holiday ones too.
Is it like the same shtick though? Like, man, Arbor Day would be a lot better if I didn't have a plant a tree alone, and then all of a sudden their hands touch while they're buying seed?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And they plant a tree together and, you know, love sprouts. The movie could be called Love Sprouts.
That is a good.
That does sound good.
I'm going to work for Hallmark. What's that thing that made you feel old?
Here's when I knew I was getting old. I got my first nose hair. Not only was it like really obvious and hanging way outside my nose like I was 80, it was white. When do I get to start collecting Social Security?
I suppose, yeah, the white is probably what got you, right? I first time I noticed like the white patches in my beard, if it gets long enough, that was a bit of a hit.
I had like I guess it would be like a white or silver hair, and I was so upset with it. I remember pulling it out of my hair, and I like felt like thick and coarse and just like terrible. And luckily, knock on wood, I've not found another one since.
You want to sit right under the fluorescent so we can both look? You want
yeah,
to
make... we'll give you a little head check. But
check
okay,
and let me know.
Why do women pull it out of their head?
Because I don't want it in there.
Oh.
I mean, could you dye it though?
But I don't know. I don't color my hair. So if I can't, I can't just dye the one single hair.
You don't color your hair.
I don't. I haven't in almost a year.
Oh, because of coronavirus?
No, because I just was growing out my natural color. So I haven't. And so if I were just to leave that one silver white hair,
you would look like Elsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong character. You're thinking of Anna. Thank you very much. Watch a Disney movie.
Anna is the...
She's the one that has the strand of white hair because she got struck by her sister's ice powers. It's on
Elsa
every day in my house.
Elsa is the redhead?
No, Elsa's the blonde-haired one. The redhead is Anna with the strand of white hair.
The redhead has the blonde hair?
I would say she's like more of like a burgundy-colored hair.
Sorry. Listen, I don't have kids. I don't watch Frozen.
Elsa is blonde. Her sister that does not have... She's powerless and useless. Has the reddish auburn hair, but she has the streak of white hair because as adults, she was struck in the head by her sister's ice powers. It's literally on every day in my house.
Maybe I'll have to come over and watch it sometime.
Have you ever had a gray hair?
I've never had one, and redheads actually don't gray.
Oh.
We go white.
Oh, it just skips straight to white.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I told you guys the other day I was looking up like facts about redheads, and that was one of them. They say like it takes a while for redheads to lose their pigment and they go white. So when I come in with white hair, you'll know.
Well, it's since you sold your soul to the devil.
That's why.
And the red hair is a mark as such. You live longer because of the evil deal you've made in the Book of Beast.
That's exactly what it is.
A Book of Beast?
I like Sabrina. That's pretty good. Playhouse Family Marcy in a couple of minutes. She's got some drama with her husband. She wants your advice on.
The Morning Playhouse.
It gets you going in a good mood.
Y94.